We want to check in with our Jennifer Schonberger, who's been following all of the developments. And Jen, it is not an easy task, because getting reports about potential more sanctions on individuals, including Vladimir Putin, we're also getting reports about potential being openness to talk. So where do you want to begin?
Good morning, Julie. Yeah, where do we start? Well, I will tell you that Russian forces moved by air and land to attack Ukraine's capital, Kiev, Friday morning, as the administration warned that the capital could soon fall. President Biden commencing a meeting right now, actually, with NATO heads of state virtually in the Situation Room to discuss the situation in and around Ukraine. Kiev was hit by a series of Russian airstrikes that shook the city center through the morning after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered an all-out assault on Ukraine, pushing people to flee for shelter in subways and basements. Russia's assault has triggered a surge of calls from Western officials to completely cut Russia off from the global financial system. The European Union expected to sign off on sanctions today that will cut 70% of Russia's banking system off from international financial markets and place limits on the amount of money Russian elites can hold in the EU. The FT reporting this morning that they could be preparing to freeze assets of Putin and Lavrov. Now, the U.S. slapped a second set of new sanctions on Russia Thursday, cutting off Russia's largest bank from the U.S. financial system. The U.S. has now frozen out every single Russian bank from the U.S., together accounting for about $1 trillion in assets. New export controls are also cutting off more than half of Russia's high-tech imports. Biden says these sanctions are the equivalent consequence of cutting off SWIFT, which was not used. But Biden says that option is always on the table, that Europeans right now prefer not to use that trigger. As well, sanctioning Putin remains on the table, the president says. The president not scheduled to appear on camera today, but given that he is meeting right now with NATO heads of state, this is a fluid situation. We'll see how things progress as the day goes on. Julie.
Yes, we will indeed. Thanks so much, Jen.